discount.
Our next.
That could be O-U-R, N-E-X-T, or it could be H-O-U-R. You are.
Our newest letter.
You're here on the Good Day Program. We still don't have Roberta Fasanelli, though, right? She's still amongst the missing.
She's wandering Rome somewhere.
Is she in Italy? Rome and Rome?
That's strange. I thought she was on her way back.
I thought she was gone for like 8 or 9 days.
Really?
Yeah.
But she's been gone longer than that. In fact,
no, she
not
left
really.
The Sunday.
You guys
Christmas.
Keep arguing with me. I'm telling you, she's been gone a long time.
She was here through
Trust
Christmas.
Trust me.
The Sunday after
was that
Christmas.
Only, that was only a week or so ago.
Yeah,
too,
yeah.
So
it's been 9 days.
Quickly,
five,
we
six,
forget.
Seven. Today's the seventh on
air. Jennifer Horn is here. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington on our originating network, Radio America. Clay Cohut is here monitoring all kinds of things when it comes to the social media. He's working on the story that a lot of us are talking about, the Navy commander who is under fire, the calls that have come in. If you're just joining us and are not familiar with the story, there's a lot of it. It's been covered on all the nightly newscasts. The fellow in question is Captain Owen Honors. Looks like he pretty much has it together, except when it comes to understanding what's politically correct or what works in 2011, what worked in 2006 when a lot of these things were made. Pretty obvious, as the chief XO of the USS Enterprise, he was on his way up to be the commander of the ship, ready to take that job. Somebody doesn't want him to have it. They have released all of these videos. There are a number of them. How many did you find, Clay, on the, YouTube and elsewhere? There must be a dozen or so of them floating around, aren't there?
Yeah, there's a lot. The one I found was a compilation of all of them. So
yeah.
It was...
All right. So, I mean, you can understand it's meant to break the tension, make comfortable more people who are out on this ship during a time of war. All of those things we can understand. It just is a different time. Those things don't work. And if you look at some, I'm looking at some of them now, and they're covering up the faces of the people that are in the sketches, that kind of stuff.
You know that's never good.
I'm chuckling at him, and I'm a pretty, I don't know, even-minded, fair-minded. I'm not necessarily always on the politically correct bandwagon, but I think you got to understand what goes on. I think some of the things that were part of the tradition before were wrong anyway.
Right, and you have to think about this guy's audience, not to justify anything he said, but he's going to like a 20, 21-year-old guy.
Yeah.
Think about the comedians.
There are 480... some odd women that are on the ship at the same time. And of the 5,800, you got to figure, but normally 10% of the population is gay. So there are another, if there are 400 and some odd women who are on the ship that would be perhaps offended, be another 400 or 500 gays on the ship.
Obviously, there was at least one.
Yeah, exactly. And that's right. What this is
and
all
that's
about.
That's all it took.
So our poll today at DougStephan.com kind of wanders around this. The question generally stated the videos depicting this lurid shipboard prank compiled by the USS Enterprise Executive Officer, Captain Honors, Owen P. Honors, they call them OP. If you saw the video of Tom Brokaw being on the ship a few years ago, he referred to him as OP because his name is Owen P. Honors. So here are some of, let's see here. In breaking down where it is so far, 56% have said a major morale boost, downright funny. The only people concerned about these videos are people who've never served on a ship and commanders who want to cover their behinds. Leave honors alone. 26% said bad. I feel badly. But they're not fatal. These videos not fatal. Honors ought not to have been involved in videos that could be considered offensive by even a few of his crew. Still, he's got the backing of the shipmates. Administrative punishment, and he goes back to work. 18% said truly offensive. This is a modern-day equivalent of running the gauntlet and has no place in the Navy in the 21st century. What is this, the HMS Bounty? Honors must retire. Okay, so That's the I'm looking at the shower scenes with him. He's got his. That's the one that's gotten the most play, I think, isn't it?
Yeah.
Him got his the shower cap on. Right. And he's in the squawking on the.
You just got to be smart enough to know not to put yourself out there. I mean, if you want to put some cook out there to say, hey, let's do something to entertain the troops.
Yeah.
You guys put something together.
It also puts in perspective that 5 years ago, we didn't realize how viral things could get and how things could come back to haunt us as much as we do today.
Yeah. You can be sure nothing like this. These people have any brains anyway. Nothing like this would be done today. Nothing like this would be done. Because there are no secrets. You cannot hide much of anything. You're on Facebook. You're going back and forth with tweets. Somebody's going to find something if they want to, and they'll hang you out to dry. And if you've got a tough skin, or if you say, hey, I don't care what people find out about me. It is who I am, or it is what goes on. All right, so that's fine. But in this circumstance, there is going to be a great deal of conversation about this. I'm betting that the president, and this stuff never becomes public. You never hear, other than the president calling Kanye West a jackass when he did what he did with Taylor Swift a couple of years ago. You're not going to hear the president go public on this, unless some reporter, though, if he has a press conference, some reporter is going to ask him the question.
Obama's had a couple of places where he stepped out and doing. Remember. The beer gate or whatever. Remember when they?
When he had the cop and the professor cop, came down to Washington for the beer summit.
It all started. It all started because he made a statement about how stupid the cop was.
Right. And the cop turned out not to be stupid. Cop didn't do the right thing, perhaps, but that doesn't mean he was stupid.
So President Obama, he likes to jump in on these things.
Well, I think he's learning, though. You see him do
less
of that, one way or the other. Okay, in a moment. Let's switch gears. I want to talk about something that came my way yesterday. This is not a program about sports. It's a program about life and pretty much everything that goes on. And I'm not a sports fan other than I like the Red Sox. So I don't spend a lot of time talking about what a lot of other people who are a lot better at this than I am talk about on the radio. We have niche programming now. The radio world has gotten to the point where we have some pretty successful and good sports radio talk programs. But that doesn't keep me from observing things sort of from the field of life. And one of our friends listening in Eau Claire sent me a copy of a contract that was issued by the Green Bay Packers in 1940. I will read the contents of this contract. It is a one-page contract.
Does it involve text messaging your private parts?
It has. This is August 1st, 1940. All right? The Green Bay Packers, members of the National Football League, offer a job to a fellow named Ed McGroarty.
Mm.
I don't know whatever happened to him. I don't know what his success or not was, but this is priceless stuff. And so it just, and you're right, Jenna, it just, if there is a better way of defining the difference between 2011 and what's going on with Commander Honors and what was the world, 60, 70 years ago, what the reality was in the world, astonishingly different. How things have changed, and you'll hear how that all happened in a moment. 15 after on Good Day.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Skybikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give after nasal spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive. Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
During Rite Aid's Resolution Rewards, you can resolve to get savings on top of your savings with your Wellness Plus card. Like a $20 plus up reward when all your purchases, now through January 22nd, add up to $100 or more on thousands of specially marked products all over the store. You'll also be entered to win prizes totaling $100,000 every time you use your card. So make your resolution to earn Resolution Rewards at Rite Aid today. No purchase necessary for sweepstakes. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
My name is Dale Pazinski, and this is how I live United. I volunteer with United Way, helping the homeless in my community by teaching computer skills and helping them build a basic resume to save on their very own USB drive. It's huge when somebody says, "Hey man, that job that you helped me apply for, I got it." My name is Dale Pazinski. I help people achieve financial independence. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStefan.com. We're on twitter.com/gooddayshow. Here's a letter addressed to Ed McGrorarty, who lived in Wisconsin, played high school ball, and went to college, and was signed by the Green Bay Packers in August of 1940. Uniform players contract. I actually should put this up. We ought to somehow or other figure out how I can copy this, paste it, and send it to you, Clay, so you can put it up on the website. This was Mr. McGrorarty, herein called the player. The club is a member of the National Football League. As such, jointly with other members of the league, is obligated to ensure to the public wholesome and high-class professional football.
Yeah.
By defining the relations between club and player. Club will pay the player a salary for his skill services during the playing season at the rate of $150 for each regularly scheduled league game, provided he has not been released by the club prior to the playing of the game. For all other games, the player will be paid such salary as shall be agreed upon between player and club. All games scheduled but not played, the player shall receive no compensation from the club other than expenses. Transportation to Green Bay, $35 per week. Living expenses paid until the first game. So you got $35 a week living expenses and then $150 a game. We will gladly increase the amount of this contract as soon as you're playing the kind of ball deserving more money.
I love it. The sports agents are rolling over right now.
Let's see here. The player cannot play football during this season other than for the club or in games contracted for by the league, except in the case the club shall have released the said player. Player will not to participate in an exhibition game after the completion of the schedule of the club and prior to August 1st of the following season. The player may be fined or suspended for violation of this contract, but in all cases the player shall have the right to appeal to the commissioner. It's just $150 a game. The Packers, 1940. What is the opening range? About 680,000 now?
Easy.
On the bench?
That's like sitting on the bench, yeah.
Good God. 21 after.
All my rowdy friends are back for Monday night time.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. Day complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Please as directed.
Tired of making the same old thing for dinner every night? Well, why not get some great new recipes in your inbox every week? Sign up for the Good Day Food and Wine newsletter right now, simply by logging on to DougStephan.com.
Within itself, with a language we all understand, with an equal opportunity for all to sing, dance, and clap their hands. Well, just because a record has a groove, don't make it in the groove. But you can tell right away in Dr. A when the people start to move.
Songs in the Key of Life. Let's get it right. Released on this day in 1976. I like that for punctuation, Richie.
Like it.
It was his first album, Stevie Wonder's first album in 2 years.
This
first release since signing what was then the most lucrative recording contract in music history, guaranteed him $13 million plus 20% of whatever was sold. And he's made a lot of money, but deserves every
penny. What an amazing, amazing song. Performer, writer, singer. The guy's amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah, you listen to this. I listen to it. Sometimes you just hear a song and you listen to it and you're just like.
Yeah. Where did, how did these ideas come up into his brain and where?
Well, I mean, okay.
In our teeth.
You can see the hook, and you can see the chorus, and okay, I can see how I got that. But then, listen to how he just refined it and refined it. I mean, I was just listening to the staccato guitar in there, and I was just like, how did you think to do that? And then put that with these horns, and then put that with this keyboard, and then put that with that bass line.
Yeah.
That's just amazing.
Yeah, good, good stuff. 26 after the hour, the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Clay Cohut, Rich McFadden here at your service, and on your side, life imitates the life of some people, imitates reality. Bank robberies in Ohio. A lot of stuff going on in Ohio. This is a kid kills his mother. Did you see that story? 10-year-old
I did.
Kid
it was awful.
What happened?
I don't want to.
That's a bummer story.
This is a story that's kind of interesting. 78-year-old guy in a bank in Worthington, Ohio. The robbers come in to the surprise of the robbers, apparently. This old guy picks up a chair and whacks him over the
good for him.
Scenes from the WWE or F or G or whatever.
Let him have it.
Himself, whack him over the head. No gunshots were fired. I guess that's a good thing. Okay, time for our 2020 quiz question. This is where next big holiday is Valentine's Day.
Let's no, it's up. My birthday, Dougie.
Oh, sorry about that, Jennifer. When is your birthday?
I've never February the 6th.
All right, so between now and February 6th, we'll celebrate Jennifer's birthday, and then after that, we'll celebrate Valentine's
Perfect.
Day.
Then it's my birthday.
Congratulations, Clay. Happy birthday.
21.
Richie, it'll be your birthday soon.
No, I just had mine. I'm done.
All right, so here's the question. Why do X's at the end of a letter signify kisses? Right? What are X's and O's? Oh, yeah. X's mean kisses. X's O's mean
hugs?
Hugs.
Shouldn't
hugs.
It be the other way around?
Hugs and kisses.
Uh-uh.
What?
X's are kisses. O's are hugs.
Yeah. Really?
Okay. All right.
Just think of the hug as a circle, Jim.
800-510-8255. For the Doug Steffen Prize, why do X's at the end of a letter signify kisses? What happened in history that made this sort of a tradition? This goes way back in history, too, by the way. 800-510-TALK. Why do X's at the end of a letter signify kisses? 28 past.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use about technology, media, and entertainment. First up, a recent Nielsen report says that iPhones are still number one in the USA, with iOS occupying 28.6% of the market. The advantage is only a few points ahead of its now arch-rival Google Android. While Apple is currently in the lead, 40% of those who bought a smartphone in the last 6 months chose Android. In other news, Google is developing a digital newsstand that would bring electronic versions of popular publications to devices running the Android OS. Not surprisingly, Google is going directly after Apple, which already sells many major publications through iTunes. Google plans to take a smaller cut on sales than Apple does as an incentive to drive publishers to the Google platform. And finally, do you want a tablet but don't want to shell out $600? Taiwanese manufacturer ACO is releasing a $200 8-inch Android tablet this year at CES. While the price may make this device attractive, you often get what you pay for. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
It's the new year and time to get organized. There's no better place to do that than at the Reorganize event at Lowe's. Right now, you'll get 20% off the purchase of Energy Star washers and matching dryers, $397 or more. It's a great time to spruce up the house, and you'll get free installation on all Stainmaster carpet and pad. At the Reorganize event, you'll find lots of great items for under $10. So come into Lowe's now. Experience. Lowe's. Let's build something together. Offer valid 1 to 11 to 1-10-11. While supplies last. See store for details. Valid in U.S. only.
Intuit Small Business presents Payroll Taxes in 30 Seconds. When quarterly taxes are due, Intuit Online Payroll reminds you. One click to start, a few more to approve and pay. We even fill out the forms. And we're done with seconds to spare, which gives me plenty of time to finish painting this lion's toenails. Good kitty. Try Intuit Online Payroll free for 30 days at Intuit.com. We do the legwork so you can do what you love. Intuit. Small business rejoice.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
One of the most potent ways to lower blood pressure is to inhibit the angiotensin-converting enzyme in the body, also called ACE. In nature, there are a group of proteins found in unheated whey that inhibit the ACE enzyme. The most potent ACE inhibitor to date is lactokinin. While lactokinin does not have the inhibitory potency of synthetic drugs commonly used in the treatment of hypertension, this naturally occurring whey peptide may be able to help keep blood pressure normal. The most powerful whey protein supplement on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is easily digested and tastes delicious. Use One World Whey to support your exercise or weight loss goals, your optimal blood pressure, energy, endurance, and mood. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's One World, WHEY.com.
I got a feeling that today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good day.
Good day to you and yours. 33 and change after the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program, streaming video live at gooddayshow.com. You can see Richie and me there. Jennifer's just a figment of your imagination. At least we could put up a still picture of Jennifer and Roberta and Clay. If they're not on the video, why don't we do that at least?
Sure.
Let's do that. Yeah, let's do that. Thank
genius.
You. I had a genius.
Photoshop me into Doug's room.
Yeah, there you go. One way or the other. Yeah. The Good Day program on the air. We're trying to solve problems, help you make it through the day as opposed to making it through the night, I guess, depending on when you're listening to it, because a lot of people listen to this program across the day and into the night, so are helpful in some ways to people working at both ends of the day, understanding what it's like, because some of the program participants do the same thing. You'll hear me from time to time make reference, if you're new to the program, to the dairy. I am a dairy farmer. In addition to being a broadcaster, I've had these threads through my life, been on the farm, been around cows all of my life. And so there are frequent representations as I look out my front window, because I happen to be able to broadcast from a studio that's on my farm, seeing what the cows are doing in the snow. Not much snow left, kind of chilly. But the cows like the chili, and humans can learn something from the cows. Humans who, this is for you parents especially, those of you who worry about your children going out and being cold and getting colds, it doesn't happen like that. If you are dressed warmly, and in the case of the cows, they have their fur, their winter coat on, but you the same, if you send your children out and they are dressed properly, they will not get sick. As a matter of fact, the air at this time of year, which is colder, is better for bodies, better for animals. It is more clear. There's not a lot of gunk in the air. Humidity holds things down. And so you breathe a lot of different things in. In the wintertime, the air is more clear and the stuff dissipates that's normally around. So you can take really great, strong, big breaths and enjoy them, because they will be better for you. So send your children out to play. I went by a couple of schools yesterday. My friend Bob Kay, who's my general manager, and I did some work here in the studio yesterday, and I brought him back his his wife's father died, and a wonderful guy. And so I was down there visiting with them, and I brought him back and forth. And on the way yesterday back, it was the first day of school, we went by three schools in Stoughton, Massachusetts. Every single one of them had lines outside of parents in cars. I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah.
However, by school.
No,
there
no.
were 40 cars if there was one. They were backed up onto the street.
Yep.
Wow.
And I'm thinking to myself, here's a beautiful day. Instead, and the sidewalks are all plowed. What in the name of God are these people driving to school, picking up their children, bringing them home? And I'm not some old codger.
Because these are the...
What in the world?
It's the kindergarten and first graders, and they're not allowed to let them go.
This is junior high school.
Oh, junior high school.
This is a middle school.
Oh, really?
That had... Yeah,
they can all walk.
Right.
What
I'm saying is there's a rule in Massachusetts. You have a bus ride if you're 2 miles away from school, then they give you a bus. If you're under 2 miles, you walk, you ride your bike. And this goes back to what I was saying about the air and how good it is for you. This
two
time
miles?
Of year to be out.
They make a kid walk 2 miles?
2 miles is the rule.
That takes 30 minutes, 40 minutes.
So, Rich, what's the big deal? I walked up hills to get to school. I rode my bike up hills.
Uphill both ways in the snow.
Both ways, yes.
Yeah.
Look at what it did for me.
I wouldn't let my kid walk 2 miles to school.
So you're going to spoil your kids.
All right. I mean,
spoil your children.
Our local junior high school may be a mile away and the kids walk.
Yeah. 800.
You can take the bus, too.
Your comments, 800-510-8255. Meanwhile, the question about exes, this was the 2020 trivia question. Why do X's at the end of a letter signify kisses? What is the historical perspective on that? Bonnie wants to help us understand what the answer is. So what do you know, Bonnie?
Well, back before many people could write, they would sign it with an X, which was their sworn or kiss seal of honesty, that what was written for them was true.
Well, where'd you find that?
Let's see. I Googled it. I don't know where. No,
answerbag.com. Yeah, listen. I'm happy to have you go find the answer if you're a resourceful. The answer to any question, by the way, today is available someplace.
I got the same search result, Bonnie.
You have the same what, Richie?
I just Googled it and got the same search result as she did.
Let's see if Roxanne agrees. Roxanne's in McBain, Michigan.
Hold on a minute.
Hi, Roxanne.
There you go.
All right, there. Roxanne, can you hear me?
Yes.
All right, do you agree with Bonnie?
I didn't hear her complete answer. I was walking into school.
All right. So, Bonnie, tell us the answer again that you found.
Well, back before people could read and write that much, somebody else would write things for them, and then they would sign it with an X, which was their seal or kiss of sworn honesty.
Right. Became synonymous after a while. So, Roxanne, is that what you knew?
It's very, very similar to that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty similar. You said you were walking into school. Are you a teacher?
I am.
Yeah. What did you think of did you hear what I just said? Did you sit in the car and listen to me finish that statement before you get out to go into school?
I heard the question, then the news came on, then I parked and took my coat off and walked into my room and called. I remember the number, so I could call and tell you because I know the answer.
So here's what I was saying. In between all of that, I was talking about an experience that I had yesterday driving in to a town called Stoughton, Massachusetts. I went by three schools, most notably a middle school, a junior high school, where the children would be, 11, 12, 13, 14 years of age, like that? 12?
Yes.
Yeah, in that vicinity. So I was taken back by there had to have been 40-some-odd cars in the driveway. The parents sitting there, the cars running, and they're there. It's a beautiful afternoon. It's probably 30, 35 degrees. And instead of the children walking home, the sidewalks have been cleared. The school parking lot is filled, and people are out on the street to pick up their children. It was like 2:40 or something in the afternoon. And I was taken back by that. It's something that's been growing. I know when I was teaching school, even X number of years ago, parents sometimes would come, but not like they do now. And I wonder what you think about that. Bonnie, you can hold on, or Richie will take good care of you. I just want to finish this with Roxanne. So, Roxanne, what level do you teach?
I teach in a neuroplasticity classroom. I teach exercises that strengthen weak areas of the brain.
All right. So but are you in a regular facility or are you in a special school that's just all?
No, we're in a regular private school.
Mm-hmm. And how much of the student body comes to school in buses versus walks versus is brought by their parents?
probably two-thirds bus in and a third are picked up by their parents.
Nobody walks.
Well, maybe there's a few. We're just a blinker light town. Actually, we're a farming community, dairy
really?
Farmers.
So I should come visit you.
Yes.
Well, I'll try to put that on my, I don't know that I'm going to get there on this trip that I take in the next week or so, but I would like to come visit you. What's the nearest town, close to a bigger town?
Cadillac, Michigan.
All right, so you're listening to the station in Cadillac. That's up there. You must
yes.
be cold.
A little snowy
a little,
today, yes.
Yeah, it's a little chilly. All right, Roxanne, thank you for calling, and I wouldn't mind giving you a little something for your effort, Richie, if you would like to have something.
Sure.
I help her out, but that's the story. Back to the question, in the Middle Ages, when people couldn't read or write, they often signed the X, and they would kiss the X,
so,
which was their oath to fulfill the obligation.
Here's my question. If they
yes.
couldn't read or write, what were they signing?
Somebody would explain to them what was on the paper, but, of course, they didn't really know what they were signing. Good question, Rich.
They would just X it.
Right.
Even today, just, the words can be on the paper, but if the lawyers are right. older, you still don't know what you're signing.
Here's a one that I found. The X represents the four lips of a kiss, and the O, the four arms of a hug.
Really?
And another one, another interpretation, assumes the X as the crossed arms of a hug and the O as the puckered lips of a kiss. Hugs and kisses.
Nice, Richie. Hugs and kisses to
I
you.
I like it.
Hugs and kisses to you, Jennifer.
Thank you, Dad.
Hugs and kisses to you, Clay.
Oh.
On yeah. second thought.
Jennifer can have mine.
All right. Aww. In a moment, the new year brings a change for NBC. As they change the lineup, ABC is changing their lineup as well. Let's find out what they're doing. Jennifer has that story in a moment here on Good Day.
I bet she doesn't.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol. And I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like they always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give after nasal spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
April.
Yeah?
So you know your charger that's plugged into the wall? It's still using energy, even though it's not attached to a phone.
That's not my charger. I don't even have a cell phone. You know what? I'll just unplug it. I'm busy. I'll call you back.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was
was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom6.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom6.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 6.com. Freedom6.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
14 before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here with most...
Lots of big news.
With most of the television news. However, apparently, I have the inside track when it comes to the comedies moving on NBC. So here's the story, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
January 20th, NBC moves the current 8:30 p.m., 30 Rock to 10 p.m. Outsourced will move back an hour from 9:30 to 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
NBC will launch Perfect Couples at 8:30.
I saw a preview of that. Not a bad show.
And let's see here. Parks and Recreation, which had been on the bench, that goes to 9:30. Let's see here. They're trying to do wall-to-wall carpeting. Good day. Wall-to-wall comedy. Let's see. What is the... They have Community, which has been beaten by the Big Bang Theory at CBS. They're going to put that on at 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's what NBC is doing to strengthen their 18 to 49 demos. CBS's Mentalist and Private Practice creams NBC on Thursday night. All right, so let's see. What else have they got over at ABC? Happy Endings at 10 o'clock on Wednesday with Cougar Town. Does anybody care about this stuff? This is kind of banal.
Yeah, it's interesting. Back to Friends. You've got Courtney Cox, and that's Matthew Perry's news.
That was the time that they were on Friends?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. So that's the story there. Oprah fans are not happy. They have to watch her now on her own cable channel and pay for it. And they don't like it because apparently it's not part of a basic cable plan. You know more about that than I do.
Yeah, it's more of an advanced tier network because it's not one of the basics. You get Discovery, but you have to pay extra, get a special package for Discovery Health, which is now Oprah. So, yeah, you do have to pony up a little bit.
Here's somebody who said, he wrote in on a Twitter account, she'll be losing some of her most loyal fans because they either don't have cable or they have basic cable. I have basic and don't plan on changing my service. Writes one fan. Another one writes, Oprah has lost me, as I'm sure many other people. Too bad she didn't look into a channel that would serve everybody.
So why wouldn't she? It was just nothing available.
Nobody's going to turn over a basic cable channel to Oprah on a whim to see if it's going to work or not. So, I mean,
if it does work, will they make it one of the basic cable channels?
They might.
Would it have to replace something, or can it just be added?
Probably have to replace something, depending on how the lineup's set up. But if you like it, you know, this is what I tell everybody. If you like something, tell your cable operator, send them an email, because they really do listen. It kind of is a tally system. So they get enough feedback, then maybe they'll
Too bad Congress didn't work like that. All right, what else have you got there?
All right, so big news for tonight, Dougie. Lots of new premieres. Live to Dance with Paula Abdul starts at 8 p.m. tonight on CBS.
Yeah. Okay.
Also, The Biggest Loser is back.
Now, let's stop about there for a second. Paula Abdul is on CBS, right?
Yes.
Apparently, there was an interview that she did over the weekend, and one of the questions came up about whether she's smart or not. And she said, the public has a perception about me. It's a misconception. I am intelligent. I have a brain. Mm-hmm. I have concepts.
And good advisors.
Right. She denies rumors that she's ever been drunk on American Idol.
No, just
never had a drink. Yeah. Probably.
Just drugged up.
Poor Paula. I like her. All right, so she's tonight. That'll be fun to see how it turns out. The Biggest Loser couple starts tonight on NBC at 8. V is back on ABC at 9 o'clock. So those are all kind of fun things. Now, if you need to do a little transformation to your home in the new year, Home and Garden TV is casting a new series where you can actually make over your room, and they'll pay for it and send you out somebody to give you advice and all that good stuff. So if you want to upload some nasty room pictures that you have, you can do it on Home and Garden TV, which is really cool. .com.
Right. They look at the picture and decide whether or not it ought to be a candidate for them redoing it?
Yes. Yeah, so you want to send them like your nastiest room. So
this is instead of house, instead of old house being done, this is a cheapie. They're going to do one room.
Exactly. But hey, it's still a good deal.
So you sent him some pictures of your house?
Totally. Now, I don't have any bad rooms anymore, Dougie.
I see.
Jennifer. I just have bathrooms that don't work, but that's right. Okay. They look pretty.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Edible egg.
After the hour, how can we make your life better? That's the question put forth every day. Doug Steffen's Good Day program, Doug at DougSteffen.com. You can follow us on Twitter.com/Good Day Show. We're always available online. You can send any number of things to us. And just be nice. That's all. Don't be a jerk. Just tell us what you think, and we'll be happy to react to it.
I like the people that get mad.
Text line is 646-926-DOUG. Sometimes Clay tries to protect me. You have not done that much over the years.
What's that?
You haven't really protected me.
Rich is like, hey, Doug, look what Joe says about you.
Bob tries to protect me sometimes.
I will not send you the ones that are useless.
Yeah.
There's some that are fun. I think it's fun.
All right. Yeah, it is sometimes. Speaking of fun, the new year, I was talking about this earlier, and new opportunities. We were just talking about the new television changes, radio changes. I thought it was interesting that Glenn Beck decided to delay his return from his vacation, both on radio and television. Michael Savage, however, was on the air. You know, he's suing his syndicator for indentured servitude.
Isn't that interesting?
A new company wants to syndicate his program and pay him a lot more money. And the old people say, well, we'll pay him as much. But they're a little, he just doesn't apparently like them. And he doesn't want to stay there any longer. The gossip, the inside stuff is kind of fun. Now, he talks about it freely. It's not like I'm giving any secrets away. Like Howard Stern always talks about what's going on with him on the air, wherever he is. He's on Sirius XM for another 5 years, another $100 million or something a year for him. What's her name? Isn't that awful? It slipped right out of my mind. What's his sidekick's name? What's Stern's?
Robin Quivers?
Robin. $8.5 million a year,
right,
for that deal. Not a bad gig.
Dr.
Laura.
Not as much as I make for being the king.
No, I understand that, right.
Sheesh.
Dr. Laura is on the Sirius now. We're on a lot of the stations with, that she was on. Dr. Dean Adele is Gonzo. Let's see here. What other things are going on I thought it was interesting. Michael Savage yesterday, I heard a little piece of his program, was reading from the Bible, the book of Psalms, urging readers to stand up for their beliefs. Stand up for your rights. Stand up for who you are. Do your own thing. That's not a bad message. Okay. Maybe the most moderate message that he's put forth in a long time, actually. So things are going on. The world of people, whether they be on the air or just folks, everyday folks, there are good stories and there are bad stories. This is, so remember the old there are 1,000 stories in the Naked City? Wasn't that the way that show started? 1,000,000 stories in the Naked City?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think that was how it started.
Exactly.
So here's one from nearby Indiana. 6-month-old Seth Petrekis suffers from something called DeGeorge syndrome, which keeps him from developing his thymus gland, which is your immune-enhancing gland. He needs a transplant that's been pioneered by a specialist at Duke University. Procedure costs $500,000.
Mm.
The state of Indiana says its budget has been cut and they will not be able to pay for the operation. They said the treatment is experimental, even though 58 of 60 children who have had this operation have survived and come to a life of normalcy. The Indiana bureaucrats say no to this boy living. So how do you tell somebody you can't live because we don't have enough money?
Why don't they just do the operation?
Yeah, do
$500,000.
Right.
$500,000 for real?
To
really?
Save a life?
Really?
Yeah.
You know,
not really. It's probably a lot less than that. That's probably, yeah, there's a markup,
this,
and profit and all the things that come with a normal medical system as we have it today.
That reminds me of this first responders bill that they just passed.
Yeah.
$5 billion.
Yeah.
$5 billion
to take care of all the people in New York City who were a part of the first response.
I'm all for making sure that they get everything that they need. But
how was it decided that it was $5 billion? How did it get to $5 billion?
There's two different bills. One is for like $2.5 billion each.
Yeah.
One is for victims' families, and one is for first responders.
Yeah.
$5 billion?
A lot of
money. Couldn't do that for a couple $100 million?
Well, but see what happens is everybody gets, they see the money train coming in, it's a gravy train, they just jump on board. Let's climb on!
I mean, I say if you were there, you get everything you need to do to get well and get paid. If it costs $1 billion, it costs it, but I can't imagine that.
A lot of dough. Well, it's just, but you see, it becomes emotional instead of factual. All those discussions, all those bills.
I guarantee you there's money being spent on other projects.
It's like the president signing that stupid food safety bill today, which the Republicans will make sure doesn't get funded, so that'll be the end of that. But still, the act of signing it is an act.